Gore off the right side. First down and then some for Frank Gore.
Third down and four from the five. And Kaepernick sliding away and then throwing for the touchdown.
And now you know it's coming. Now you know it's coming. The Green Bay Packers.
Welcome to 49ers Total Access, an inside look at the San Francisco 49ers.
Touchdown, 49ers!
49ers Total Access with Joe Fonzi and Melissa Galvin.
Get him!
Touchdown,
49ers! 49ers Total Access is presented by Stanford Hospital and Clinics, the official healthcare partner of the San Francisco 49ers.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Joe Fonzi.
And I'm Melissa Galvin.
Welcome to 49ers Total Access. Coming up on today's show, you put a microphone on a player, and it's an interesting window into what happens on the football field. This week, we had Anthony Dixon mic'd up.
It's one of the largest mammals on the planet, named after one of the largest 49ers on the roster.
And we'll take a look back at the very first year the 49ers called Candlestick Park their home. We're coming to you this week from the 49ers Preview Center within the shadow of Levi Stadium, where you can still get season tickets for the 2014 season.
Every NFL roster has some colorful characters. No one more so than Anthony Dixon, as we found out when he was wired for sound.
Man, I miss this place, man. You know? In that home get boring. Hey, dude.
Good to be back.
Yeah, man, it's good to be back.
Hey, hold him up, but we're trying to get the ball up. Here we go.
Give me the ball, Frank. Dude, you really gonna take my hand with you? Pull him in the eye. I'll take all y'all.
Take care of the ball, all right? That's the key to the game. Backs on three. One, two, three, back.
Hey. Yeah! Let's go, Coach.
Let's go, big guy.
Yes, sir.
Have a big night.
Yeah. Hey! What's up, bro?
Good.
Chilling, baby. Good luck, baby.
That's your big guy.
Yeah.
Give me one. Yeah. Now my heels are too loose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So glad it's back. So glad it's back, Jay Goody.
Slow on your read and see where the hole is. You
okay.
Just
run into
fast.
Yeah. I look fast on the kickoff turn when I took off.
When you turn it off,
yeah.
You took
a
little fast.
Yeah. Let's go, baby. Eat. They cutting the end. Cut the end. Power. Run. Ah! Yeah! Let it go, baby. Let it go, D. No. I ain't worried about nothing. Hey, loosen up, baby. Let's have a little fun, man.
It's nothing.
Hey, look, I got scared for a minute. Now, he hit me with a double tap. I had to sell out. I'm kind of slippery.
Go.
Okay. 59.
There you go.
Anthony Dixon is one personality on the 49ers. Vernon Davis is another, a little more eclectic.
He's an artist himself, and recently he consulted with the 49ers regarding artwork that will be on display in Levi Stadium.
Yeah, man, I walked in this room, it was just filled with art. I mean, it goes to show you how much art has an effect, not only on the community, but on people. I mean, art can be anything, and a lot of people appreciate it.
Looking at any image, let's look at this image, for example. You can see the emotion in the face. You can see the teeth missing. You can just, it tells a whole story in just a picture.
And San Francisco's rich in art history. It's rich in history. And we're really going to combine the two. And it won't just be 49er-centric. It's really going to be a celebration of the area, the clientele, the demographic, the fans. There'll be something for everybody in this building. We have abstract, we have contemporary, we have figurative, we have photographs, we have metalworks and found objects where one of our ideas is a wall of tailgates where we will bring in vintage tailgates over the different decades and bring in some photography to show how the fans have evolved in the tailgates over the years.
Our whole goal is to educate as well as entertain with all of this history. And, you know, hopefully someone will walk away seeing something or learning something that they didn't know before.
Especially in the inner city, it's tough for a kid to admit to someone that he's an artist because growing up, I remember people used to, you know, make fun of kids that were walking around with a canvas or a paintbrush. In order to be cool, you had to play sports, football or basketball. And it's sad, but I mean, that's just the way it is. And we got to get people out of that and just bring them to reality. It's okay to be an artist. It's okay that you paint. I mean, just follow your dreams.
We're bringing in, hopefully, some kids to get involved and paint and be a part of the collection. So it's really bringing in the young, the established, the illustrious, up-and-coming artists. It'll be a very interesting, tapestry of people coming together.
Art, I mean, it takes time. It takes time. You got to put your heart, your spirit, and, you know, all your energy into it.
49ers Total Access is presented by Stanford Hospital and Clinics, the official healthcare partner of the San Francisco 49ers.
Welcome back to 49ers Total Access, brought to you by Stanford Hospital and Clinics, the official healthcare partner of the San Francisco 49ers. You know, it's become a 49ers off-season tradition.
It's an event where the 49ers players and coaches act as waiters for a great cause. It's the Pasta Bowl.
The Niners Foundation commitment to kids is unparalleled. What we do for kids to keep them on track, safe, and in school, that comes from a commitment to the community, from our ownership, from the York family, from Dr. York and Jed.
We've been doing this for 21 years, and we've raised over $20 million to put into community programs.
Each year, the 49ers Foundation and the Silicon Valley Leadership Group sit down and select a charity each to honor at the Pasta Bowl. Two great charities, FLY, which is Fresh Lifelines for Youth, and City Year, San Jose, Silicon Valley.
Tonight's event is a great opportunity to continue our partnership with the 49ers, who have been instrumental in helping us keep kids in school and on track in San Jose. Coming to an event like this with over 1,000 people and highlighting the work that we do is wonderful. It helps build our visibility, but it also helps raise awareness for the kids in San Jose that are falling out of school and falling off track and at risk of dropping out.
It's a great event to support the community. The Niners have been really terrific in supporting the community for the last 20 plus years, and SanDisk is really honored to be the sponsoring partner for the event tonight. It's wonderful that we can all combine and really help out kids in our community.
So the San Francisco 49ers were the first corporate sponsor for FLY, and they've been with us ever since. For us, working with kids in the juvenile justice
justice system. We believe that every child deserves a chance to become more than their past mistakes. And to be here tonight having the 49ers say to us, yeah, we believe that too. We want to invest in your kids and help them be their very best selves. It's amazing.
I mean, it's great coming out here, you know, seeing the fans, seeing all the people that support you, you know, after an event like this. It's an extra incentive, an extra edge, you know, just to go out and perform, you know, for all your supporters and everybody that's rooting for you to win.
No, the greatest thing about it, though, is just, you know, the conversations with everybody out there, man. I'm having fun, and we always up for, you know, the great causes, you know, whatever we can help with, we all love that.
That's the reason, you know, we've been put in this position in the first place, is to give back. And I think that's what our team resembles.
49ers in the Community has been brought to you by U.S. Bank, proud to be the official bank of the 49ers. Visit 49ersbanking.com for promotions and sweepstakes from U.S. Bank and the 49ers.
Welcome back to 49ers Total Access. Melissa, I've got a question for you. If you were an animal, what type of animal would you be?
Better question, what type of animal do you think I would be?
I'm going to go with a sleek cat, kind of a leopard or a puma, something like that.
I like that. I would say you're a bear.
I don't know what, Yogi or a grizzly or a teddy bear?
Fuzzy. You're warm and fuzzy.
All right, well, 49er guard Alex Boone has an animal named after him at the San Francisco Zoo.
Hey guys, this is Alex Boone. We're here at the San Francisco Zoo having a blast. Rumor has it that they're going to name a rhino after me. Follow me, let's find out.
Oh, he feels very cool, doesn't he? Yeah. You like penguins?
Oh. Out here having a blast. Got to go out and feed the animals, meet the penguins, love the penguins.
We encourage natural behavior here at the zoo, and so
absolutely.
Penguin natural behavior is going to be a few penguins getting an argument about something silly.
Just like people.
Yeah.
I love it. Where are you going? He's like, I'm out of here.
Part of what we like to do for the bears for their wellness is to give them live fish because they enjoy swimming and catching the live fish. So we have a little fish farm in the back, and you're going to get to scoop up a couple of live carp for Ulu.
Okay.
Throw them in the fish taxi, and we're going to head up on the roof.
Is it hard to fish them out?
It can be. Oh. Let's see how skilled you are.
Challenges. I love it. I love it.
We're going to go one more. Oh, no.
That's
now she's flop. Sure that it's a carp.
How long can she hold her breath for?
It's going to depend on how active she is and how deep she dives, but several minutes. The live carp is a little bit of a challenge for her, which is great because now we're doing two things. We're stimulating her mentally and we're stimulating her physically.
Right.
So come say hi to Kristen. She's very sweet.
Kristen.
If you want, you can scratch her behind the ears right there.
Woo.
Just wrap it around one of the big branches there and clip it back to itself. Hey, sweetie. Cool. And then
hoist it up
pull
again.
It up. Yeah.
Is she gonna?
And we're gonna hang it right about where it was. So go
all right,
ahead.
Bubba. You tell me when to stop.
Right there.
Right there.
And then yep, wrap it around the hole there. You gonna come over, Batiti?
Wow, they're a lot taller when you're
when you're up close to
yeah.
them.
What's with the two?
Those are horns. The two on top are horns. The one in the center is also a horn. On the males, that center horn is larger.
Okay.
And the reason the males get that is because when they fight, they stand side by side and they swing their necks together.
Yeah.
So if they have a heavier head, they're gonna be able to swing with more force.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Would you like to do the giraffe kiss?
Absolutely.
You hold it in your mouth like this?
Do you do this?
I've done it before. It's part of initiation here. There you go.
I love it.
Thank you.
And the San Francisco Zoo has a tremendous program to help provide youth with the education in zoology, environmentalism, ecology, and the 49ers Foundation is really excited to be pairing up with the zoo to provide financial support for their programs. And in recognition of that, the zoo has gone ahead and announced that they will be naming their newest member of the rhino family, Boone, in honor of Alex Boone.
There he is. Hey, handsome.
Oh, he sees food.
Jesus, come on.
Baby.
You want to feed him corn?
Absolutely.
And then I will.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is awesome.
Absolutely.
Is he teeth?
He's got teeth all the way in the back there. So they are mammals, and the only hair that they have is on the tops of their ears and on their tails, and then a little bit of the fibers right here.
You know, I got to feed him, got to pet him, very soft face, the horn, unbelievable to touch that. Just an honor and a blessing to have such a beautiful animal named after you. I want to thank everybody for coming out today. This is a huge honor. The fact that we can bring kids here today for this is unbelievable.
It's been a really exciting day today. We are announcing the creation of the Alex Boone Animal Conservation Project, which will help bring kids of lower income to the zoo to enjoy all the amazing offerings that they have here.
Yeah, just the, you know, summer camps, get the kids out here learning, get them outside, get them walking around, get them doing stuff, and I think it's an awesome, awesome thing, and I'm just so happy for the 49ers organization.
I would say his poop shoveling skills, A. His feeding skills, A. And I think if he quits his day job as a Niner, we'll offer him a job here as a keeper. He's got potential.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
49ers football is presented by HP, proud technology partner of the San Francisco 49ers.
Dick Nolan was the head coach of the defending NFC West champion 49ers, who called Candlestick Park their home for the first time in 1971. The Stick was a very different looking place 42 years ago. It was still in the process of being double decked all the way around, and it sported an astroturf surface the players compared to green concrete. The first San Francisco win at the Stick? A defensive battle against the Bears in October that the 49ers won 13-0. Between the jugglers and acrobats, the 49ers managed to win 4 of the 7 regular season games in their new digs. John Brody was closing in on the end of a dynamic era that characterized an entire era of 49er football, with wide receivers Gene Washington and Dick Witcher on the receiving end of his passes, in addition to versatile tight end Ted Kwolek. A 7-reception game by Washington was the highlight of a 27-10 win over the Patriots. The 1971 49ers won the NFC West for the second straight year. You don't do that without defense. Cedric Hardman and Tommy Hart were forces on the defensive line. When they weren't causing havoc themselves, they were creating opportunities for eventual Hall of Famers Dave Wilcox at linebacker and Jimmy Johnson in the secondary. In a December win against the Falcons, Larry Schreiber ran for 54 tough yards as the 49ers won a crucial game 24-3. The final game of the regular season was Alumni Day, and it was fitting that before some of his former teammates, Brody rolled into the end zone on a 10-yard run that gave the 49ers a 31-27 win over the Detroit Lions. In their first year at Candlestick, the 49ers celebrated their second straight conference title. You can bet that every guy on the 49er roster is happy that they no longer have that AstroTurf at Candlestick Park.
The preseason is over, and it's time for the 49ers to start the journey that will hopefully get them back to the Super Bowl.
It should be a good ride. Now, for Melissa Galvin, our entire crew, I'm Joe Fonzie. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you again next week on 49ers Total Access.
49ers Total Access has been brought to you by Stanford Hospital and Clinics, the official healthcare partner of the San Francisco 49ers. Catch exclusive 49ers shows through Xfinity On Demand. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. And U.S. Bank, proud to be the official bank of the 49ers. Get more at 49ersbanking.com.